Sometimes the world can seem so dark that we wonder why God doesn't just start over. The good news is that He does. No matter how worn down we may feel, He makes us new. He makes us a new creation in Christ, and you can look it up in the gospel. Find out more next on Breaking the Bread. The mystery kept secret for long ages, promised through His prophets in the Holy Scriptures, is now revealed and fulfilled. This is the gospel of God that St. Paul celebrates in this Sunday's epistle, the good news that God is with us in Jesus Christ. The sign promised to the house of David in our first reading is given in this week's gospel. In the virgin found with child, God Himself has brought to Israel a Savior from David's royal line. Son of David, according to the flesh, Jesus is the Son of God, born and raised by the Spirit. He will be anointed with the Spirit, and by the power of that same Spirit will be raised from the dead and established at the right hand of God in the heavens. He is, therefore, the King of glory, as we sing in our responsorial psalm. The earth in its fullness has been given to Him. And as God swore long ago to King David, the kingdom of Jesus will have no end. For in Christ we have a new creation. Like the first creation of the world, it is a work of the Spirit of God, a blessing from the Lord. In Him, we are saved from our sins, are called now the beloved of God. All nations are now called to belong to Jesus, to enter into the house of David, the kingdom of God, through the church. Together, through the obedience of faith, we have been made a new race, a royal priesthood, a people that seeks for the face of the God of Jacob. He's made our hearts clean by the power of that same Spirit and made us worthy to enter His holy place, to stand in His presence and serve Him as beloved sons and daughters. For in the Eucharist, the everlasting covenant is renewed. The Advent promise of virgin with child, God with us, continues unto the end of the age. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.